This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz and Morning Devotions. One of my favourite authors is Selwyn Hughes. What a great Christian teacher and leader he was. You might have heard of Selwyn Hughes. He actually touched the lives of thousands of people through his preaching and teaching. And if you've ever read any of his books or devotions, they are just tremendous. They've touched my life and probably have an impact on yours as well. So look out for Selwyn Hughes. Well, he tells a story of a farmer in Wales whose name was David Jones. And one day, David Jones was a farmer. His tractor wouldn't start. He had a friend on the other side of the field. His name was Tom Jones. And apparently this is a common name in Wales, Tom Jones. So David thought, well, I'll walk across the fields and see if I can borrow his tractor. Now, they were friends. He knew Tom quite well. But as he started to walk, he thought, now, what am I going to say when I get to Tom's house? Tom is not actually a very generous person. Years ago, someone in this village got into trouble and everybody sort of came together to help, but Tom never did anything to help. He's a bit mean, actually. So David walked on and he kept on thinking all these sort of thoughts. Will he be able to loan me his tractor? Probably he's got a dozen reasons why he can't help me out today. So as he walked, his mind was full of these negative thoughts. He arrived at the farmhouse and knocked on the door. And by this stage, he was all worked up and anxious. Tom Jones finally answered the door and David blurted out, "Look, I've come to tell you that you can keep your jolly old tractor." You see, he had it all wrong. This man had got his thoughts into a state and he was so anxious, he blew that opportunity. Why? He'd actually worried about what his friend was going to say and how he was going to react. I think that many of us go through life like this. We're never sure, really, how people are going to take us, accept us, or, in fact, whether they're going to judge us. So I want to ask this question today. Are you fearful of what other people think of you? Now, it's often a very draining, emotionally draining thing to think about. It's actually useless because it was Ethel Barrett who once said, "We would worry less about what others think of us if we realised how seldom they actually do." And I heard this funny saying that said, "In my teens, I thought everyone was thinking about me. And as a 40-year-old, I thought, what does it matter? I don't care what they think anymore." And as a 60-year-old, he said, "I realised they were all too busy thinking about themselves for me to be more than a blimp on their radar." I think that's true, isn't it? It seems that our fears about what others think are very and largely unfounded. And yet, it seems that hundreds of thousands of people around the world worry about what other people think of them, and they can develop this anxiety disorder. I think we need to learn to be more realistic about our own thoughts and the thoughts of others. Why do we care about what others think? Because I think we base our identity on their judgments of us. And those thoughts could be positive or negative. And because we think that part of our identity is how they view us, people might think we're funny or shy or confident, we've got to protect that so that our identity is not affected. It was Sean Stevenson said, "What people say about you is none of your business." And that's true. Apart from the fact that life's too short to worry about things like this, the other thing is that people's feelings about you could well change. For example, I heard of a boy in school who was bullied because he grew his hair long. And yet within 6 months, half the boys in his year at school, including those who insulted him, they had actually grown their hair as well. So it's true, isn't it, that people do change their minds. So what they judge you now, they may not in the future. We can misinterpret that. So I think what we need to do is let go of worrying what others and think about us and think about what the Bible says, because the Bible says that fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. So what that means is, it's God's opinion about you that really matters. So what does God think about you? He is from everlasting to everlasting. It doesn't matter what other people think, as long as you trust in him. Well, Heavenly Father, we know there are many good people who want to support us, who want to help us. Give us, Lord, the grace to accept their kindness and generosity and to stop worrying about what others think. Amen.